Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, and I mean you, listening, for listening to the Austinaut Music Podcast. Why don't you sit back a while? Why don't you drift off? It's been a long day, and I'm going to go ahead and take you on a journey through the music of Austin, Texas. Oh, and don't you worry. I'll be your guide through all the new music, all the new bands here in this great, great city of ours. This week, for example, we're featuring a band called The Heretics. They've been around for a little over a year, and they just dropped their first album. It's called The Cause. Here's a clip from their album. It's called All the Rules, to get us started. So go ahead, grab your favorite drink, put up your feet, and let's get started. Let's escape. The Heretics are three dudes with a very, very deep love for music. The band is basically two guitarists, a keyboardist, and a drummer, and just four guys, and they switch off singing on various different songs or sing together and harmonize and do all that. And they're all really great guys, and I've been getting to know them for the past couple of weeks. We've been talking and exchanging emails and all that. Great people. But interestingly, though, I did used to live right next door to them, next door to three of the Heretics, at least. Three of them, they used to live in a housing co-op in West Campus called Pearl Street Co-op. And I used to live right down the road at one of those student co-ops. And if you don't know what one of those are, basically people get together and they make this big house and you vote on all the rules. And I used to live in one, and the Heretics lived right down the road. And it's always a blast. You have artistic people coming, and there's sculptures being made and paintings and all that. But the Heretics started a band. That was their artistic thing. And they made a big name for themselves playing at all the local co-ops and all the different bars and venues around those co-ops. And I guess they just found each other while living there and decided, hey, let's make a band. And they've been doing it ever since. I mean, imagine being in one of those co-ops and hearing them practice, you know, every day, every night. Imagine trying to fall asleep with something like this cranked to 11 in the other room next to you. Alright, so what you just heard was a bit of a song called The Cause, and that one is the title track for their album, which they just put out, and I'm going to give you the directions to get to that there in a second. Anyway, the Heretics, at least three of them, they all lived down the road from me in a co-op, and they came together when they all discovered that they're like, hey, you like music? I like music. We're awesome. Let's make a band. And so they did. And they snagged one more guy. I think it was the drummer, though I may be wrong. And they began writing music and playing songs in people's living rooms, and whatever bars would take them in, and whoever basically would listen to their music, they played it for them. And they've been doing it for a little over a year, almost a year and a half, and it's definitely been working out for them. I mean, they've been accruing a following here in Austin, and it's growing and growing every single day. A lot of that actually is attributable, I would say, to the wide musical range that the band has. I mean, every single member brings something different to the band. And you can tell as you listen to these different songs throughout the podcast here, and if you get the album, that they kind of sway through different genre, and it works overall. But through it all, the end goal is for you, the listener, be it live or at home, just hanging out after you got off of work, you know, want to dance, get up and move, and not just sit there and enjoy it, but actually be an active part of the music. I was talking to the guys the other day, actually, and they described how much time goes into writing their each and every song, just so they, you know, can get people live up and dancing. And they're great guys, and they really believe in the music that they're putting out there, and they're definitely worth paying attention to, worth watching grow and grow and grow. Every single song of theirs is maximally choosed for grooviness and for danceability. Well, like this one, for example. Check this out. Man, that is an upbeat song. It very well be maybe my favorite on the entire album. I don't know. It's a hard choice. They blend through so many different styles of music, even within the same song. You're about to hear another song, actually, where they blend from a very slow melody to straight up the same sort of alley of dance rock, in-your-face kind of music. And it works for them. I love the types of band that can flow between genres and aren't really confined by one sort of label, what they should put out. And the Heretics do that. They do it very well. If you want to catch them, you can catch them live, and they play shows all over Austin. They do a lot over in, like, West Campus, and they do a lot in Central Austin. They go north, they go south. So you just check their Facebook. You'll be the first person to know if you go ahead and do that. I'll give you a link on this blog so you can do that. Also, along with that link, I'll give you a link to go to their Bandcamp website. You can download the album, The Cause, for free. They're just giving it away for free. They just want to get their music out there, get their name out there. And if you like their music, go ahead and support them. They'll really appreciate it. Go like them on Facebook and tell them I sent you. That way you can tell them face-to-face or Facebook-to-Facebook that you appreciate their music and that you're listening to it right now. And then tell them I sent you. And speaking of sending, actually, I'm going to go ahead and send you off this week with a song from that album again. Why don't you go ahead and give it a listen, and you can tell me what you think on this podcast. Go ahead and leave a comment down there at the bottom. And as per usual, if you're an Austin artist, let me know. Go over to austinaut.com and shoot me an email, and I'll put you on this podcast. All right. Thank you, everybody. That's me, Austinaut Dusty. I'm hoping that you have a good week, and I will see you here again next Thursday for some new Austin music.